Good morning. Welcome to First Baptist Church. This isn't actually the official kickoff of the service, but we want to extend the prelude. We want to extend thanks to Vera Dole for playing for us this morning. And now we're going to invite Heather LaRose. She'd like to present a little Christmas prelude for us this morning. Why don't we welcome her to this? So, are you ready for Christmas? Why don't you stand, greet one another, and maybe even a Christmas hug's in order for some people today. Well, during this time of year, we like to celebrate the arrival of Christ Jesus our Lord. But as a church family, we have the blessing and privilege of celebrating the arrival of Grace Marie. That's Ian and Mandy Heck's new baby girl. And they must have relatives here because they're in the service and the baby's not. So I'm impressed with that. Oh, is she here? Oh, she's. Oh, yeah, she's small. That's right. Well, maybe not so small. 10 pounds, I hear. But right on, Grace Marie. Also, for our church family, just like to let you know. Obviously, we're not taking communion this morning because the kids' Christmas program's here. And so next week, if you would come with your hearts prepared, we will partake in communion next Sunday, December 11th. This afternoon, if you're a senior or want to be, 55 plus. We will be having a seniors' tea hosted here at the church beginning at 2:30. So you are welcome to come and enjoy those festivities. And lastly, I know this is dangerous, but here the ladies are having a party tomorrow night here at the church beginning at 7 p.m. So if you've never been a part of our ladies' fellowship, why not come out? It's a great, fun, safe place to be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Excellent. Why don't we open with a word of prayer, then I'm going to invite Ed and Vera Dole to lead us in our Advent week number 2. So let's pray. Father, it is a joy to be in your presence this morning. And Lord, beyond that, it's a joy to see you in this family. Already, Lord, having spoken with several people, I've seen Christ evident in the body. And so, Lord, this makes me very excited. Thank you for those friends and relatives who are visiting this morning, and just people who have just come in out of the community. Lord, we want to welcome them here. We want them to sense your presence. So, Lord, we thank you for the children who will lead us in worship this morning, and we ask that you'd anoint them for the task at hand. And, Lord, we just again celebrate the coming of Christ. Yes, Lord, you came 2,000 years ago and as a babe, and you went so far as to die on the cross for our sins. But, Lord, we want to relive and retell the story of Christ coming to earth, even this morning, in Christ's precious name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Ed, up here.
Good morning. Don't let your mind become a garbage can of the world. This is my prayer that you, this is my prayer that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Through spiritual reading, we have some say over the enters of our minds. Each day, our society bombards us with a myriad of images and sounds, each image or word demanding our attention, in all sorts of sizes and colors, with all sorts of gestures and noises. The word yell and scream at us, eat me, drink me, buy me, hire me, look at me, talk with me, sleep with me. Whether we ask for it or not is not the question. We simply cannot go far without being engulfed by words and images forcibly intruding themselves into our minds. But do we really want our mind to become the garbage can of the world? Do we want our mind to be filled with things that confuse us, excite us, depress us, arouse us, repulse us or attract us, whether we think it is good for us or not? Do we want to let others decide what enters into our mind and determines our thoughts and feelings? Clearly, we do not, but it requires real discipline to let God and not the world be the Lord of our mind. O Lord, help me this Advent to reduce my daily input of distractions and to see and appreciate realities of faith, to treasure the things that really matter.
Of the world, you step down into darkness.
When you think of Christmas, many wonderful memories flood your mind. Food, presents, family, and of course, turkey. But for me, there is one memory that will always remain strong. And that is the Christmas tree. I can remember getting all bundled up and heading with great excitement deep into the forest to find the perfect tree. Deep in my heart, I was always a bit nervous of the creaking pines and of the wild animals, but I knew if I stayed close to my dad, I would be fine. And sure enough, we would always return with a fabulous tree and would make it look like a million bucks once it was decorated. Every year, my dad always told me about the symbols of hope on our tree. First, there was the angel who brought the good news of Jesus' arrival to the earth.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord."
Then came the star which led the wise men to the Christ child. And the little manger reminded us of the place where Christ was born. And our tree was perfect, ready to play host to hundreds of little gifts for me.
After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Congregation, would you stand and we'll sing the first Noel.
Cold winter's night that was so deep. from the realms of glory.
I wondered as a child for just a moment every year how we celebrated Christ at Christmas, and yet I was the one getting all the gifts. But I didn't think too hard about it because it was all so exciting. But then as I grew up, I began to see the reality that my tree was, in fact, the most beautiful tree in all the world. In fact, I discovered that it was decorated with much different decorations than many countries could put on theirs. In fact, in many countries, the only real decorations they had to put on their trees seemed completely impossible to me. Could this be a child with a gun? Not only that, but during Christmas, I had never really thought of the fact that kids around the world would not celebrate Christmas at all because they were born in the middle of the war zone. But it is not their fault, I thought to myself. My mind began to race as I recalled the few stories I had seen on the news of wars around the world. I remembered the people who would tell me that the media ignored these countries for years and that millions of people had died. And then it hit me. There will be kids that not only miss out on turkey, but they will have no Christmas at all. Thoughts of all the sponsorship children I had seen on TV in my warm living room made me feel guilty that I had been so wasteful. An empty burlap sack means no rice for these kids. Surely this cannot be, I thought to myself. This cannot be the way that Christmas is for everyone else. There's got to be hope somewhere.
Come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice. Thou didst bring come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here, and drive away the shades of night, and pierce the clouds and bring us back. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to Israel. O come, desire of nations find, O people in one heart and mind, bid envy, strife, and sorrow. Fill all the world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel.
While I could not sit idly by and watch the world struggle like this, I had to do something. I began by sending money to the Sharing Way and scooped up a couple of sponsor children. That was great and all, but for me it was not enough. I had to go see for myself. So one December several years ago, I got on a plane and headed on a trip to do humanitarian aid. And instead of giving, I received way more than I ever expected. My life was changed. I discovered in this place that a piece of plastic can be a wonderful decoration to a tree, as it is the symbol of life for those people who do not have a well to get fresh water from. I could save hundreds of lives with just a bit of help from someone who cares. And so I helped build a well which made many people smile. A needle and a bit of care could allow many children to see the light of day and perhaps to celebrate the next Christmas with their family. I never really had to think like this as a child, but my goodness, many kids around the world have to dream and hope for a vaccination to get better. Shovel, something as simple as a shovel. As a child, I used to get grumpy when I saw a shovel because it meant I would have to do some work. But here in this place, it represented hope because trees could be planted to help keep valuable soil from eroding the sea. Seeds planted in the good soil left from the trees will feed hundreds of children, and perhaps this tree of hope will turn into something marvelous for Christmas. Although their tree may not look the same as ours, it sure is beautiful. And then it dawned on me. In a moment of time, it was as though my mind was transported right there, and I remembered that these were not the only things that hung on the tree. Jesus Christ hung on a tree. Two big beams carved from a tree with the one man in the entire world who could bring hope, the only one who could bring light into the world, hung on a tree, not only for me, but for every man and woman and child that ever walked the face of the earth.
The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
How God's people said, amen. We're going to invite parents with all the small children to come on in. We got to sing about this light that came into the world. In fact, I think that everybody in this room is going to have to stand for a song like this. Anybody know this little light of mine? Well, let's sing it together. And if any of these little ones want, there's some stars on the front pew there that they can grab. This little light of mine, yeah, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan get out, I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan get it out,
I'm gonna let it down. Let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. The last verse. Let it shine round the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine round the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine round the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen.
Well, I've learned a lot throughout my life about the meaning of Christmas, but one thing I know for sure is that the picture of Christmas will never be the same without Jesus, regardless of where you are.
Would you please stand? We're going to sing. Joy in my heart. Is that joy in your heart? Let's sing Joy to the World.
And heaven and heaven.
time we'll ask our youth ushers to prepare and come forward. You can prepare this morning's tithes and offerings, and we'll just pray as they're coming that the Lord would bless this. Father, this is something that we love to do because your scriptures, your words commanded us to do so. So Lord, we give our tithes, our offerings to you, and ask as usual, Lord, that you would bless them and multiply them for the glory and the furtherance of the kingdom of God. In Christ's name, amen.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know? Your baby boy gives sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you kissed face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Blind will see, deaf will hear, the dead
Now, this is the part I've been waiting for all morning. Time to invite all of our Christian Ed and Junior Church leaders and teachers to stand for a moment. Would you just stand all over the room? We don't have pies to throw at you. We would just like to bless you because, oh, he's safe. We would just like to bless you because you have blessed us so incredibly much. I read an article last night that says these teachers, and they know it, these teachers have only about 40 hours a year with your children, with you, with your families, your grandchildren, and they do all that they can in those 40 hours a year to try to bring the love and life of Jesus Christ to your children and to your families. And I guess if you're a parent and your kids aren't in school, you have about 2,000 hours to influence those lives. And so, grandparents, parents, we implore you as Christian Ed teachers as people who are praying for you to share the love of Christ with your families. Bring Christ to the table. Bring the light of Christ into your homes. And so right now, publicly, we want to thank these teachers for the first semester of a fantastic FBC Christian education season. Let's give them thanks.
It's almost finished. Wow. Pastor Jeremy put this, he wrote, directed, produced, whatever, did everything this morning. Wasn't this great this morning? Praise God. That's just very good. Those applause go to heaven as well, right? Amen. As I was sitting there and I was thinking and watching this all occur, I was thinking about us as a people, and have you ever been, when you've asked somebody to do something and they say, yeah, sure, doesn't that just lighten your heart, you know, when somebody agrees to something, is, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sure. Thanks, Kate. Sweet. Well, I was thinking about these various trees. And by the way, when this was going on, I was starting to weep. And then when this was going on, I started to cry even harder. And I see the wealth that we have here, even if it's some ways limited. But I was thinking about us as Christians, and I was thinking that this is our call, because Jesus records in His Word that if you see your brother or sister in need and do not help, how can you say that you have the love of God in your heart? And I was thinking about all those people who even here maybe need the shovel or the piece of pipe or the tools to use to even walk through life here in this North America that we are so blessed with. But I love what Matthew says, because it, and I'm getting, you know, I have lots of sentences. I'll get to the end eventually, but and you'll see it all tie together at some point. But just bear with me. It says here that all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: the virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. We talked about this last week. God with us. He's here because He said yes. He said, yeah, sure. I'll go in the form of a baby. I'll grow and I'll shape them and I will die for them. I will resurrect once again so that they know what it is to have peace. So they know what it is to have peace in their heart. God said yes. That word yes, it expresses so many things. Perhaps better than anything else, the gospel message, God said yes to us. Humanity. And humanity returns the yes. We return the yes when we say, here, take my heart, do what you want, God, with my life, to impact those who are less fortunate, to help the poor and the oppressed, the widows and the orphans. I say yes to you, God. Yes. Did you know yes in Hebrew is amen? Whenever you say amen, you say yes. Amen? You said, you didn't know. You were going, should I say amen or should I say yes? But it indicates, it's a firmness, it's solid, it describes what's nailed down. Nailed down. Because God is amen. People can live in amen. And that is in faith, because God said yes. I don't know about you, but this morning I have lots of tears because God said yes. For those in this country that are war-torn, for those who go and help and assist, and for those who live in an affluent society, God said yes. To that I say amen. Let's close in prayer. Father God, thank you for saying yes, seeing us in our depravity, and God, knowing that what we needed was peace, and you are the author of peace. Lord, we can't even fathom what it would be like without your peace. Lord, we can't, because you came to a world that's full of turmoil, a world that is hustle and bustle, a world that, God, even when you were born into it, there was a lot of unrest. And even when we're affluent, God, we know that there's a lot of unrest in our lives. And all we do is we cry out to you and ask for your peace, and you say yes. Lord, we're so thankful. We're so thankful for who you are and what you've done in our lives. All we can say is thank you. Thank you for the greatest gift that we will ever, ever have. And that's you. That's you, Lord. Bless us, God. Bless us as we walk throughout this community. Bless us as we shine for you. Bless us as we are your people. Continue, Lord, to keep us unified in spirit, your spirit, and in your purpose. Bless our Christmas, God, as we prepare for your coming. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All God's people said, amen.